Yes, as my colleague Bane introduced us into this, it pretty much was anarchy yesterday on Twitter. In case you don't know what happened, let's go to CNBC.com. It's a 4-minute clip. We're not listening to all 4 minutes because they're going to give us the gist of it off the top. And then we'll talk about the security ramifications of such a platform like Twitter absolutely getting shut down. And more here on the Barrett Brief on the Crusade Channel. Let's take a listen to it right now.
Story of the morning, an unprecedented Twitter hack targeting a number of high-profile individuals and well-known corporations as well. The accounts of politicians, business leaders, celebrities, including Joe Biden, Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates, and Elon Musk, among those hijacked, really hacked to spread a cryptocurrency scam. Apple and Uber among the companies that saw their accounts compromised as well. Soon after, Twitter tweeted that it was aware of the security incident impacting accounts and it was investigating. The stock's coming under pressure this morning. I want to get over to Ayman Javers, who joins us now. We've talked about the huge political and stock market implications if some of these hacks had been used in other ways beyond Bitcoin, Ayman.
Yeah, Andrew, it really underscores just how important Twitter has become in American society. And you can imagine that if these hackers had wanted something other than Bitcoin, if they'd wanted a massive political fallout, massive economic fallout, by coordinating the accounts of all of these powerful people in American life, you could really make it seem like something was happening in the society that's not actually happening. And that could be, you know, manipulative of the economy, manipulative of the political system. Twitter, for its part, explained last night what it thinks happened here. They put out a statement saying that this was a coordinated social engineering attack. And they said it successfully targeted some of our employees with access to internal systems. They say they're looking into what other malicious activity these hackers may have conducted or information they may have accessed. So we don't know all of what happened yesterday just yet. But the question is, what is a coordinated social engineering attack? And that's where I think there are lessons here for other American companies throughout the economy, not just in the tech space, because social engineering is using your network of friends and associates against you. That is, you can send an email to somebody that looks to be as if it was from one of their friends or colleagues. You could send a Slack message, a text message, a Twitter DM. All of those things can be used as if they're coming from someone you know and trust. And then presumably, somehow, these Twitter employees were tricked, if none of the insiders were in on it, tricked into turning over some of the security keys, perhaps with an email that made it look like it came from their boss or that sort of thing. And I think, Andrew, in this work-from-home era, when we're all on these new systems, we're using the home Wi-Fi, our kids are running around, we're distracted, I think there's a lot of vulnerabilities out there now for a lot of companies for this kind of social engineering attack, because you don't have that sort of inter-office communication. You don't bump into your boss in the hallway and say, hey, boss, I got that email about the security codes. I'll send them to you right away. That kind of conversation would reveal that the thing was a fraud. We're not getting all that now in our daily lives. And I think a lot of American companies need
Ayman,
to take a look
Ayman,
at
I think
just
of you
exactly
as our...
how their staffers are interacting.
All right. That's you guys got Ayman. The gist of it. That's they're going to go blabbity blah, blah, blah for the rest of it. So Twitter was hacked yesterday, and you actually heard it breaking here on the Crusade channel. I broke in and told you that there was a massive hack going on at Twitter during as it happened. Another reason why you should stay here on the Crusade channel all day, because now we have breaking news all day. So there's a lot of stuff to unpack here, right? There's fun when the unverified check marks are like, ah, nobody's here, running crazy and doing the Bane and all that other stuff. Twitter has become centralized for very influential people. Regardless if you want to agree with me or not, I get it. That's fine. But hackers obtain control, and we'll get to that in a moment. Control of employees' credentials to hijack accounts of Joe Biden, Barack Obama, Kim Kardashian, Elon Musk, and you heard other people as well. Apple was compromised. Anybody they wanted. Oh, hey. T-Staller in the chat room with a $50 donation. That is the hero we need right now, T-Staller. Very good. We'll give you the salute in a moment, but thank you, sir, for your generous donation in the chat room. If anybody else wants to donate as well, that would be greatly appreciated. But Thank you, sir. These people, now, they're trying to play this off as, oh, well, we don't know how they got access. Maybe it was a phishing email. No.
Breaking news.
Oh, we have breaking news here.
Okay, since T. Stoller put the $50 up, now I got to turn me up. Now I got to tell you why. I got to solve the mystery of the end of the cigar commercial. You guys are going to get, you're going to be so pissed off when I tell you what the solution is. The guy is going to demand his money back. Okay, so the commercial goes, hey, cigar aficionados, and it has this song from the Vaughn Brothers. All right. Well, when Justin and I made this spot a couple weeks ago, I just let the song play. I'd never heard it to the end. If you let it play all the way to the end, you'll get this.
You ready? Now, draw. Oh, you got me.
It was totally by accident because we recorded the whole song in there. And then I was looking and saying, oh, we got 4 minutes of song. And I just for some reason, for poops and giggles, I saw in the waveform all the way at the end, I saw like a little dead air, and I went, oh. So we call this in the business, this is called a hidden track. So I said, they put a hidden track on the song. So I played a hidden track, and I'm like, I'm keeping it in there. So that's why. it's just to have a little fun with it. I can't believe how many people have actually inquired. And it's like, I should have let the mystery go on.
At this point, Mike, we probably could have gotten $100 for that.
I probably could have. So, I had no idea that. It just proves that advertising works.
Yeah.
And that you guys are listening to the spot. So I'm going.
That was one of the biggest mysteries out there, Mike. That really was. Okay. What's going on with that? What's going on with the gunslinger?
All right. Well, I've already got another one in my head planned now. Now you're really going to get it.
Excellent. Now we know.
So, I just wanted to add that I don't know if Richard covered this, but I didn't need to do the breaking news and the story in Canada because he did a good job. But I didn't hear because I was on the phone with Lowe's customer service for a moment. But the people that worked at that store in Canada are just they feel guilty. Like they, if you read between the lines, we helped kill this guy.
Yeah.
Because they're going like, this does not need to happen. We are not law enforcement. Yep. Which is exactly the argument we made today that David Simpson made yesterday and that Attorney General Jeff Landry of Louisiana made in his opinion on Governor John Polian Bell Bonaparte III's. Landry pretty much said the same thing. There's no enforcement mechanism here. You cannot ask citizens as store business owners to enforce this. They're not law enforcement. So I expect this guy will not be the first to get shot because people are tired already. People like us are like, I'll screw it. I'm going in. And like I said, in Louisiana, you can open carry publicly. Just go in with a holster and a Colt 45 on. Get out of my face. Do not ask me for a face mask. You see what I'm wearing here, son?
Well, you're in Louisiana. You can't, right? In your state, you can't carry and have a mask on. So
well,
you
can't conceal carry, according to 2011. Well, I believe we have an open carry law I don't think you have to have a permit to open carry. You just open carry.
Mm.
So I see people open carry all the time here. It's not an uncommon thing. in any event, I think more people, unfortunately, are going to be shot or shot at. This show should give great pause to all you gung-ho store owners out there that think you're doing God's work by preventing me from getting the common cold. If indeed that's what you're doing by requiring masks, you want this on your conscience. Now we ought to be asking the question, hey, store owner, COVID Karen or Kyle, is that a hill you want one of your customers to die on? Really?
Yeah.
This stuff's out of control. It is out of control. Now you got people being shot because they didn't put a piece of cloth over their face.
Well, Mike, the thing that, besides the fact that these employees feel awful, it's the second part, the fact that the law enforcement saw him drive away, took his license plate, and tracked him down.
Tracked him to his house.
House. They
because
went to
they
his home.
They said he was angry. He was mean. And he made a wild maneuver in our parking lot. So the guy fishtailed in your parking lot, and you dropped a dime on him?
Yeah.
You might as well just drone strike the guy from space. You know what, Karen or Kyle? You ought to have to freaking live with that guilt, bitch.
Yep.
I'm tired of these people, and I'm tired of being nice to them.
Yeah,
you're a little rat bastard bitch. There, I said it. These people do not deserve, and no one needs to have their ears censored or filtered anymore. He was an old man. He probably limped out of there in a walker.
Yeah, he was 73 years old, and that guy probably thought to himself, I've been through every bad flu, bug, whatever, and I'm 73. If I get it, I get it. I don't care anymore.
That's right.
And yet, these people took his autonomy away. They took that choice. Ironically enough, in trying to save everybody else's life, Mike, they took his. And that's why those employees are losing it.
Because
that's not in their job description.
Yes, it is. We're here to protect the public.
Yeah, okay. You got it. But it's really, it's quite sad. And you're right, Mike. It's not going to be the last one.
For my next musical trick.
Oh, no.
You're not going to get any lyrics.
Bring back Hillary Duff. No, don't do that.
No, dude, you don't want to. Believe me, you don't want to know. Back to you, Mr. Barrett.
Thank you. Thank you, Metta Church. Breaking news. When news breaks out, we break in. So that's breaking news talking about what's going on up in Canada. We talked about it in the last segment of the program. But let's get back to this Twitter hack. Now, before we were talking about how the audio clip said, oh, it was a fish. It was a fish. If a phishing attack, somebody was, you know, in an email and they got it fished out and that's how they got access to the Twitter accounts. From TheVerge.com last night, Twitter reveals that its own employee tools contributed to unprecedented hack. Twitter has shed some light on the unprecedented attacks. It said that its internal systems were compromised by the hackers, confirming theories the attack could not have been conducted without the access of the company's own tools and employee privileges. We detect that we believe to be a coordinated social engineering attack, meaning somebody let them in, they got all the influential accounts, and then they put out this message. Understand, These guys, the hackers made off with $120,000 in Bitcoin, which is untraceable because it's Bitcoin. So they're gone. They're done. They're not getting caught. So it was a social engineering attack. And as we heard in the audio clip, they did get it right. If they wanted to do something more nefarious, they could have. Luckily, they were just greedy little bastards and wanted $120,000. But let's say they wanted to cause the market to dip. Let's say they wanted to cause social unrest by commandeering President Trump's Twitter feed and saying, Antifa is a domestic terrorist organization. I'm sending out the police tonight to get all of you. But listen to this. Let's see. That's not it. Da-da-da. It's in one of these. Oh, here it is. Twitter used it that somebody paid a Twitter employee to give them open access to their accounts. And that's insane. The fact that Justin and I were talking about it, everybody has a price. These guys got $120,000. Who knows how much they were given to just give up their entire panel. And I put a panel in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat. And the panel is quite disturbing too, the administrator panel, because you can blacklist, search blacklist. And this is from Jason Cobbler, who is a writer for Motherboard, which is a segment of Vice. The Motherboard tracks underground hacking information, like the dark, like it's a lamer version of Greg Carpenter, essentially. So he tweeted out last night, "We talked to another hacker. We were able to confirm how they got the accounts. Twitter employee used internal tool to change email addresses associated with accounts. Twitter seems to have confirmed this as well. They then spoke to two other hackers and were able to independently verify that they were in control of the accounts. One of them said they paid the Twitter employee to help them take over the accounts."